Hello, and welcome to your BLT Bite. I am your host, Evan Starnes. And this week, I wanted to do a quick demo of the new 1-800 ChatGPT service that just launched from OpenAI. So this is a really cool little service that allows you to effectively call up ChatGPT and talk to it. Now, if you are a ChatGPT Plus, or I guess now they have the Pro subscription too, but if you're subscribed to at least ChatGPT Plus and you've messed around with the live conversation mode, this is effectively a telephone equivalent of that. But there are a few limitations here. The biggest one being the 15-minute a month limit, so use it wisely. And it is using an older model of ChatGPT. I believe it is 3.5 because the knowledge cutoff for it is October 2023. So that's basically that's how far its knowledge base can go. But if you haven't used ChatGPT before, this is a great way to get your feet wet with it. Additionally, too, besides calling 1-800-CHAT-GPT, you can also message them on WhatsApp as well. So let's go ahead and call up the number, and I will put this in the description, but the number is 1-800-242-8478. Because it is Christmas Eve, let's go ahead and see if we can ask it a question like, how many holidays are celebrated worldwide in December? I don't know. Just something fun and random.
Hello again. It's ChatGPT, an AI assistant. Our conversation may be reviewed for safety. How can I help you?
Hey, I was curious how many holidays are celebrated worldwide in December?
Oh, December is packed with holidays. You've got Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and New Year's Eve, to name a few. Plus, there are many others like Bodhi Day, Yule, and Omisoka. The exact number varies depending on what you count, but it's a festive time all over the world.
What's the most significant holiday celebrated?
One of the most significant holidays celebrated worldwide in December is Christmas. Observed on December 25th, it's a major Christian holiday commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ. It's also celebrated by many non-Christians and has cultural significance in various countries, often featuring decorations, gift-giving, and festive meals.
Very cool. Now, speaking of festive things, can you give me a step-by-step recipe for eggnog here?
Sure thing. Here's a simple eggnog recipe. First, whisk together egg yolks and sugar until creamy. Then, in a saucepan, heat milk, cream, and spices like cinnamon and nutmeg until warm. Slowly add the milk mixture to the egg mixture, whisking constantly. Cook this over low heat until it thickens. Then, remove from heat and stir in vanilla and your choice of alcohol if desired. Chill, then serve with a sprinkle of nutmeg on top. Enjoy!
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your help, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Enjoy the holidays.
That is the 1-800-CHAT-GPT service. Now, notice it did say welcome back, and that is because so you do not need a ChatGPT account to use the service, which is awesome. But it does keep track. Obviously, you know, it has to keep track of limits somehow. So it will use your phone number for tracking. So if you call it again from the same number, it's going to recognize that. But other than that, that's pretty much all it saves is effectively how much you use the service. But pretty much whatever you can do with ChatGPT, at least, you know, text-wise. You know, you can't do anything with images or files. But hey, free ChatGPT over the phone. It's pretty cool. With that being said, I'm going to wrap up this BLT Bite and go drink some eggnog because we just got a recipe for it. It's not going to be homemade though, so that's all right. But I'm going to wrap this BLT Bite up. Be sure to stay tuned for our BLT Throwback. They'll be coming out tomorrow. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to this BLT Bite. I've been your host, Evan Starnes, and I'll see you all again next time.